Unhappy, Joffrey shifted in his seat and flicked his fingers at Sir Dontus. "Take him away. I'll have him killed on the morrow, the fool."
"He is," Sansa said, "a fool. You're so clever to see it. He's better fitted to be a fool than a knight, isn't he? You ought to dress him in motley and make him clown for you. He doesn't deserve the mercy of a quick death."
The king studied her for a moment.
"Perhaps you're not so stupid as Mother says."
He raised his voice.
"Did you hear, my lady, Dontus? From this day on, you're my new fool. You can sleep with Moonboy and dress in motley."
Sir Dontus, sobered by his near brush with death, crawled to his knees.
"Thank you, Your Grace, and you, my lady, thank you."
As a brace of Lannister guardsmen led him off, the Master of Rebels approached the box.
"Your Grace," he said, "shall I summon a new challenger for Brune, or proceed with the next tilt?" "Neither. These are gnats, not knights. I'd have them all put to death, only it's my name day. The tourney is done. Get them all out of my sight."
The Master of Rebels bowed, but Prince Tommen was not so obedient.
"I'm supposed to ride against a straw man. Not today. But I want to ride. I don't care what you want."